Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, the 20th of July, man. Time is flying by this summer. I hope you've been out and created a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I've tried. I've got empty lots on both sides of my house, so my neighborhood is a neighbor of none.
Nice.
But I like what I cook, so nice. That's all that matters. I'm Jop. Awesome. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And it is 20th of July. I'll just say that I'm just a few days away from my birthday. So, you tried to get my birth date out of me, which I think is crazy to give out because of online creeps that might try and get your data. And I'm sure you can find it online anyway. But so regardless, in a few days, my family's coming over. My sister shares a birthday with me.
And we covered this in the last show, but you have the same birthday, but you're not twins.
We're 5 years. I was born on her birthday, and
record pregnancy.
She was 5 years old.
Bob was a little slow.
She was 5 years old, and the story my mom tells is she went running, skipping down the street, saying, "I got a baby brother for my birthday," and she did that once.
Right, right. Because that was the first day, and you weren't talking yet.
That's right. So anyway, we celebrate our birthdays together every year, and
I think he's going to be 63.
62.
Yeah, see? I baited him.
It's just
yeah.
A little thing we do. So last week, I did that barbecue for the boys at Selfridge.
Right.
And it was fantastic. We had over 100 people show up. I was told we'd have 70 to feed. I brought extra butts and briskets.
Have to every time.
And it was great. And, gosh, the weather turned out good. I'm so happy and thankful. But, you know, it's for my son's Army Guard unit, so it's real easy to do. We gave out all these smokers for Operation GI Barbecue, and Selfridge was the last base to get one.
Right.
And it's just kind of fun to see the unit in action and to hear the stories from the different retired military guys over there using that smoker mm-hmm. to feed their troops or feed their friends or retired NCOs and officers. But I did stop in Grand Ledge last week, and I was at the subway there, just on the freeway in Grand Ledge, Michigan, and I saw all these Army troops there. It's lunchtime, and so these guys are in front of me ordering. They're getting these monster 12-inch with everything on. I'm getting a little 6-inch on flatbread, right? Fat boy food. These guys were nice young guys in the early 20s, and I said, "So you guys from the armory here in Grand Ledge?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I go, you ever get to eat any food off that big smoker you got there?" And they turn around, they grin real hard, and they go, "Yeah, that thing's awesome."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, that's cool." I said, "Yeah, well, I was kind of responsible for getting that to you guys." And they started going on and on about it. And then I said, "Well, do you happen to know one of your Chinook mechanics named Alex Nermico?" Because he used to be stationed at that base.
Okay.
They moved all the Chinooks to Selfridge. And, well, first I said, "Do you know any of the Chinook guys?" And they go, no. Because these guys are Apache guys, right?
Okay.
The helicopter mechanics. And I said, "Do you happen to know Alex Nermico?" And they go, "Oh, yeah, Nerm. Yeah, we know Nerm." Yeah. I said, "Well, I'm his dad."
Yeah.
And so we...
Fun.
Funny how you can run into people that your little actions affect
right.
down the road. And I guess you
why
know,
we do it, brother.
We
it's
did,
only the reason
you know,
that we do
did,
it is
we
make
did
people
that deal
smile.
For 2 years, and it was just it's nice after the fact. Now it's been wound down for a while. It's nice after the fact to say, yeah, people are using it. Yes, people benefited from it. I know the troops down in Fort Bragg got some currency out of it, and I think it's time for a little Cicinano's beer of the week.
Yeah, and you know what? we have some Schmoes beer from Siciliano's this week. And who
they sent us a brewer.
Right. Then they didn't only send us the beer, they sent the guy that made the beer. Live in the studio with us is the baritone of beer himself, Chaz Thompson, from Schmoes. And Chaz?
Schmoes? You ever said it before?
Did I say? Yeah, I tried, man. But Chaz?
You're going to have to wet his whistle.
Right.
I think
yeah.
You should.
So with what, Chaz? What's the beer of the week this week?
Well, beer of the week is Hop Knocker.
Okay.
And when Bob sent me a little note and said, hey, we're going to do steaks this week, I said, what's my favorite steak beer? And I brought two of them, but Hop Knocker is beer of the week.
All right.
It's a great Imperial IPA. It's got manly character to it. It's got a big body. It'll hold up to a huge hunk of meat.
It's got a really cute girl on the six-pack, too.
Well, yeah, and I hear last week's guest was female, so, you know, I was going to balance that out by bringing a girl on the six-pack.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Right. So Hop Knocker, that sounds big and hoppy.
It is big and hoppy. Named? It's 136 IBUs.
Okay.
And for those at home or, you know, that don't keep up with our acronyms, that's International Bitter Units.
Right.
Most of your beers out there, Randy, you're a guy that likes them in the 30s.
30s to 50s is about as high as I want to go.
Bob and I dip a little higher in the hop line and stuff, but this one knocks
them out. That's why we no longer call them Hoppy Joppy.
Right. Yeah. But the point there is if you don't understand all this jargon, is the higher that number, you're going to have a little more bitterness to the beer. The lower the number, it's a little malty. But bitter might be the wrong word because it's just the effect of the hops, right?
You're
going to have the
it,
bitterness but... in there. You're going to have also a lot of the flavors of the hops. You know, you get a lot of citrus flavors out of some hops. Some hops are dry and earthy. You get some hops out there that have a kind of a pininess to them and such. And this one has a huge blend of hops in it to give it a real balance, but we also built a big malt characteristic into this so that you could really, really drink a couple of them without it blowing your sinuses up like some of the beers do.
Right.
It's just our strive was balance to keep the malt in there. And so it's a beer that I think you can drink, Jop, because it's got enough malt to it. But it's going to appeal to Bob and I's hop desire.
I think I did just take a drink of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And almost a little coffee note, or is that caramel in there?
That's caramel. That's the roastiness of the caramel malts.
Right. Yeah, I can drink this.
But you get that
fruitiness. I guess I will.
I think you'll have to. That's all he brought.
Oh, I've got another one for the next segment.
So at Siciliano's Market, the cool part about what they do is you can buy a one-pack, and you can make your own six-pack, 12-pack, or case out of a variety of beers. They sell them by the bottle. These are going to sell for $1.99 a bottle, which is a great value. Yep. You get an opportunity to try this before you have to commit to a 6 or a 12 of it, which is a cool part about Siciliano's Market.
And hopefully Chaz brought some extras because I'm having a pool party this afternoon, and my brother-in-law is up, Steve and Jen, and their kids are our godchildren.
Okay.
And we have been working feverishly for 2 weeks to get the pool ready because it's been a disaster year for the pool. Late start, all this bad weather. Noah's Ark was sitting in it when on the ice thawed. So he's one of the original beer snobs. If you think I'm a beer snob, he and I started about 17 or 18 years ago with like a six-pack of Pilsner Urquell, and that's how it all began. So I'm going to bring a little bit of this Hop Knocker home for that pool party, and I don't care what the kids do.
Right. There's other people watching the kids. You're
That's
watching
right.
the beer, right?
Yeah.
Damn
Aren't
kids
most
can't
those
have the
kids
beer.
Kids old enough to drink now?
No. Not my godchildren.
Yeah. Just your children. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to dive into my favorite food on the grill. That's a big old hunk of beefsteak.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk a little bit about a lot of different things. Stick with us. We'll be back. My stomach turns and I exhale. I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would nail me inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. I want to put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoes Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey
and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. We're going to talk some steak, my favorite protein on the grill, bar none. I've got my ideas on how I like them and what I need to do to it before it hits the fire, but we're going to cover a bunch of that. What are you thinking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the radio, Jop, and we appreciate all 12 people that listen.
Mm-hmm. Both couples and all their kids.
And all my cousins.
Right.
No, we do appreciate you taking time. We are on great stations all around Michigan and WOND in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So if this station you're listening to is playing this, they love you because it's not easy bringing us into It's not easy bringing us into your home.
Hey, you know, if you want to share it with your friends, you can always get the podcast.
That's right. That voice you just heard is the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery, joining us in the studio today. Chaz has a big role in the Grilling Guys in that he also functions as our webmaster. So if you want to pick our show up on a podcast or you want to tune in through the that thing called the World Wide Web.
Thanks, then, Al Gore.
Then you can credit Chaz for setting us up because he's handling all our tech.
I know Chaz has some steak favorites because all brewers are really good at preparing barbecue and meat. In particular, the proteins, cooking in general, I'd say, but brewers tend to have an affinity for meat, and I know Chaz likes a good steak.
I love a great steak. I was over to Sobeys the other day, and I'm drooling at the case, and I'm on a sales call trying to sell beer, but there were just such great selections there. And recently, I've been ribeye lately. That's been my go-to.
It's not a hard choice.
But I've been kind of flipping it around and trying to do the reverse sear on it more.
Okay.
Take the time to do that.
Explain that.
I'm going to go and use some indirect heat, probably even some smoke, to warm that steak up. And I'm going to try and get that steak warmed up over to the side, off of there. I'm not going for the grill marks or anything, to get its internal temperature up to about 130.
Okay.
It's about where I'm targeting. Then I'm going to crank the other side of my grill up. Now, I got some real estate on my grill. I've got a big Genesis 600 series, or Summit 600 series, Weber. So I can crank the fire up and cause a little global warming on the one side.
So a 600, is that six burners?
Six main burners plus a smoker burner and a rotisserie burner.
Yeah, that's right. That's a nice grill.
Yeah, and I bought the stainless natural.
Made in America.
And it's just awesome because I've got so much real estate, I can do those things of a little, you know, indirect heat. And by bringing it up there a little bit slower, you know, bringing it up to temperature, I'm going to get a little better breakdown on the fat.
Right.
Soften it up. So you're not going to get quite that burnt gristly on the edges, but you're going to get some soft, succulent.
All the flavor.
Wonderful meat.
All the flavors in the fat, baby.
And just a soft rub with it to pair up with a great beer.
Right, right. So that thing is, how do you know when it's 130?
I got my thermal pen.
Right.
A digital good buddy of mine hooked me up with right. a thermal pen.
Digital thermometer, the very first item you should have after you buy the grill.
Thank you.
Digital thermometer.
I was thinking the grill might
right,
want to
come right.
You might want a set of tongs,
chicken
too.
Chicken right. and the eggs.
No, but I'm serious. I can throw the meat on with my hand, but you can't check the temperature with your hand. You need a digital thermometer.
You can. Because, it's just painful.
Right. Because if you go to 140 or 150, you're not going to like your result if you're a medium to a medium rare guy. Right?
Yeah. You don't want to dry it out. You want to just get that going. It also got opportunity for a little smoke in there because
mm-hmm.
I can throw some chips
over the
side.
So you're using your thermal pen for your steak?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I do too.
Hey,
I mean,
what you
can
pay
go
for
by
a
feel
good
if
steak?
You understand your grill like you do and I do. You know what your grill does. You can do it with a touch of the tongs. You can know if it's the give that a piece of meat has, if it's done to your liking. But if you're not that familiar or your grill's got hot spots like a lot of lesser grills do, then a thermopen is the way to go.
Another thing I really like about the reverse sear is that I can put some things in my steak rub that normally are just going to burn up. But with that indirect slow heat, they're going to have time to meld in and get some flavor going.
I'd have to say I never use a thermal pen on steaks. I'll use them on chicken, and I'll use them on butts and briskets.
Yep.
But steaks are, you know,
Inch and a half?
Yeah. Just
well, you got a feel for it. I mean, you've done thousands of them, so you get it. But I'm with Chaz that if – because I often have people that the ladies want it more well done than I like to serve it, right? And that's where I'm trying to not ruin it, get
right.
it to where they'll like it. That's where I need the pen. That medium to medium rare steak that I cook every time for me, I don't need a thermopen for that.
Right.
But I need it for when I got to take it further, that I don't take it too far because that's out of my game. I don't ever go there. But you do if you've got a guest that says I'm on it medium well.
Well,
like,
you know what? Hey, whatever works for you.
Right.
And everybody develops their own routines when you're on the grill. I mean, the main thing is that you're making the meat the way you want it. And when it comes to a steak, you're right. If it's a really nice steak, you might be paying $15 a pound for it.
Sure. Sure.
20.
Absolutely.
If it's a tenderloin.
You know, yeah, you get tenderloin or you I'm a big porterhouse guy, which is a T-bone and a porterhouse, our sister and brother. It's just further down the loin when you get to that T-bone. You're at the top of the loin. You get the porterhouse because that loin's a little bit bigger. It's the same cut. My favorite because I have dogs, right? So I get a steak for Michelle and I, right? That's two steaks. We got two dogs. They get two bones. Life's good at my house.
So have you bought any loins recently and put them in that aging machine?
I do not have anything
time
in
machine,
the no.
A steak time machine?
No, I don't have anything in there, and I should.
What up with that?
Well, here's the deal, is my buddy Bob doesn't invite me over to bring steaks so much anymore.
Gosh.
So I have to.
I'm going
to
start inviting Randy
right.
over.
You're too lazy to age some steaks, and it's my fault. I get it. So yeah, Job bought this device.
It's a steak ager.
Yeah, it's an ager.
And all it does is it dry ages meat. And I've got a little, well, I call them dorm refrigerators, but it's the small little half-height refrigerator. And I have that specifically for that purpose. And there's a little dehydrating machine. It puts air and blue light
on. You want to keep that in your garage.
Right, and I keep it in my garage.
It smells.
It's in a refrigerator.
It's going to off-gas.
Right? Right, yep. But the bottom line is you buy a whole loin. It'll take 2 9-inch pieces in this little device. And you turn it on and let it go, no seasoning, no anything, for 30 days. You let this thing just blow air and this blue light, because the blue light kills the mold, right? And what you're doing is you're drying the moisture out of this and intensifying the flavors. It's dry-aged steak. You go to any great steakhouse around, they'll serve dry-aged meat, and it's about 40% more only because you're losing about that much of the weight in water as you're drying this thing out. Now, drying doesn't normally sound like a good thing for steak, but in this case, it intensifies the flavors and it's amazing.
It tenderizes it.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah, the enzymes are going to keep going in it.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what happens. And it breaks it down. It becomes fork tender, right? And you cook one of those, you don't want to cook them nearly as long because they'll dry out, but you don't need to either. It's amazing. But try it sometime if you've got – it's called the Steakager.
I'd love to try it sometime.
.com. Yeah.
I have a bunch of extra refrigerators. Seriously, I'd like to go to Sobeys, buy a loin, and try that thing.
Yep, it's in there. Absolutely. But coming up next, whether it's flat iron, sirloin, and if you want some Bernays, Bob is going to tell you how to do it. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to The Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we have a guest in that studio with us. It's the Baritone of Beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. Schmoe's has been a longtime supporter from the beginning of the Grilling Guys, so we appreciate that love that they keep sending us every month, and we are appreciative of you being here, Chaz.
I remember that first episode when I brought in a 12-pack to drink.
Right, that was a little overkill for Jop. Yep, by the end of that show, tongue was tied and the radio wasn't that good. And maybe it hasn't improved much.
Reminds
since
me
then.
Of a remote we did in Grand Haven once.
Right, yeah, it could be.
Yeah. At the family fair.
Right.
I recall the prior station.
Yeah.
And where the sound truck didn't show up and we had to sit there for 2 hours with the Old Dog Brewery, and they brought like 9 growlers and tons of food. We, I think, had to be driven away after that remote.
But that was anyway, that was.
I digress.
Yes, he did. So, but anyway, Chaz, we didn't get to pairing beer with steak, and I wanted to cover that in the last segment, and we kind of just rolled through it. But your ribeye that is your favorite this month, because I know you like a lot of variety, but ribeye month. What are you putting with that, and why?
Well, you know. The hop knocker that we opened up in the first segment with, that's a great choice. It's a great manly beer. It's got some powerful flavor that's going to go with a really rich steak. Hops are great with that, but also the maltiness as well. And so another selection that I really like with it is our Treasure Chest ESB.
Okay.
ESBs. are extra special bitters. Right. In the world of beer, extra special bitter means not really bitter.
Right, not more, but less.
Yes, it's extra special in British terms.
Like Randy's extra special.
Yeah, right. I got extra special weight on me, right?
Yeah.
You're just special.
So, but the caramel flavors in it with the gentle hopping in it make an excellent pairing with the steaks. And it goes with all those summertime vegetables that typically I put with the steaks as well. You know, one of our favorites, asparagus.
Right.
It's always great in there. A grilled onion topped with some butter and some black pepper. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
They all go great and meld the flavors together wonderfully. Right. To give you a manly meal.
And this big beer, it'll clean your palate between those bites, and that's important, too.
It'll clean your colon, too.
Well
I've heard there's great benefits to that.
With the hop oils, they're going to act as a solvent, lifting the fattiness off your tongue.
Right.
So it gives you that clean mouthfeel afterwards.
Right.
Truly, I like the fattiness on my tongue. I don't want you doing anything with it.
Right.
So what do you say to that?
The beer engineer. I say that you should be quiet and let Chaz and I talk.
So let's talk about flat iron steaks.
Okay.
First time I bought a flat iron, I went down to Delski. And it's like the first time we fed the troops, I think. And I was finding these butchers
right next
around.
Door. We were right by the armory.
Yeah, so I'm hitting all the butchers. And he was nice enough to give me some. Really nice guy. And, you know, I went down to, who's the one right downtown? Frank's?
Could be.
Yeah, I think they changed the name to Dick's because he didn't give me any. Anyway, he would not donate brats to the troops. So anyway, yeah, whatever. Delski gave me some nice brats, and he sold me a flat iron and told me how to take care of it. And basically the way he does his flat iron is he doesn't trim the collagen off it, which was kind of weird and funky, but I got it after I did it because he leaves all that collagen on both sides, and then he tells you to diamond score it with a knife. So when you grill it, it blows up like a puffer fish. It looks really cool. But honestly, it adds flavor to that little piece of flat iron, and it's another way to do a flat iron, and I'm not going to say it's wrong. Matter of fact, I ate the heck out of it.
Right.
And that's there's some tissue.
Flat
and fiber.
Irons from what part of the cow?
Front.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know
it's
where.
It's generally a
it's like
thinner
in the
steak.
Armpit, I think, of the
right.
cow.
Right. And you see that the flat iron and a flank are very close together, and you'll see that a lot in fajita meat. Right. It's usually a little bit thinner, and you cut across the grain on a bias, and you get those little strips of meat. And the flat iron is a little thicker piece than the flank.
But steak, I don't think it's close to flank at all.
No? I do.
In terms of where it comes from?
No, I'm talking in terms of flavor.
Oh, well, but flank is really grainy. Flat iron almost looks like a piece of liver, you know? It's a really fine grain on that meat.
So what do you use that flat iron for? Are you just cooking it up in a steak and serving it on?
Wonderful. Yeah, no, you're going to eat it as a flat iron steak. Now, I think a lot of people cheat when they do flat irons. There's a certain chain of restaurants in West Michigan that you don't want to order a flat iron. Let's move on. Sirloin.
That is the single best value in beef that I think is out there. A sirloin steak, top sirloin, you'll see it called that, a sirloin steak. Tim Sobey has turned us on to this. When I do kebabs, steak kebabs, that's the only kind of meat I use because it's marbled and it's $7.99, $8.99 a pound. You're not at $15.99 a pound. But it's got a great beefy flavor, and when I cut it into little cubes like that, it's tender, it cooks up quick, and it's just a wonderful piece of meat.
So here's something you can do with that. You can buy a sirloin roast.
Those are just thicker, right?
Well, it's the whole muscle.
Right.
So you can get a sirloin roast, and you can slow smoke that for about 4 hours and get that internal up to about 110, and then pull it off. Throw it in the fridge for a couple of days and slice that into steaks and then flash grill that thing on your grill when you're ready to serve it. Now you've cut your cooking time in half or way down. You've added smoke to a grilled piece of meat and you got a fantastic presentation because you get a smoke ring, you get a smoky flavor on a sirloin, which is great, and you didn't dry it out.
Right. Right. I've never done that. That sounds like a great technique. We'll have to give that a run because there again, when you buy the whole thing, you're not committing $150 to a big roast. You might get that for $45.
That might be something you could even try aging. I don't know. You should talk to Tim about that and see if you can age a sirloin.
Yeah, you need the marbling, and the sirloin's got some marbling in it. So
not a lot though.
Right.
So it might not be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But okay.
Anyway,
Bernays.
Yes, go right ahead, Bob, because Bernays is not something I want to talk about.
It's not.
I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy a
Thurston Howell III.
No, thank you.
Okay, then let's talk about thegrillingguys.com, and then you go up to the search bar on the top right, and you look for steak-toppings,
mm-hmm.
and there is a plethora, that's it, with a P.
A lot of them.
A lot
for those of you at home that are listening.
One of them is buttery cognac mushroom spread.
Okay.
And that is one that I can't even remember putting it on. But the next one is caramelized onions. I love doing that. You probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really easy.
Those are done more in a saute pan than they are on the grill.
Absolutely.
Right?
I have a set of cast iron that are for the grill.
Right.
And I can work that on the grill top.
Right. Exactly.
And I have some real estate.
Right. So you've got, when you saw, because this is a great topper. What do you got? You got butter, you got garlic, and I use a Vidalia onion.
I do, yep.
And or you could use a red onion if you like it a little bit hot.
You like it?
But I like the Vidalia myself, and you just cook that down until they start to turn brown a little bit, right?
Yep.
And it's that simple. Maybe a little garlic in there if you wanted that profile going on.
You could, if you wanted to go in that direction, right. But what I typically do is I throw some 18-year balsamic in it at the finish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that sweetens it up even more.
Yep, just a little bit.
It gives it, it's like
let that
crack.
Flash off. Let that flash off a little bit so it gets a little tacky.
Crack.
Right, it's very good. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about these toppings because a great piece of meat is just that, but if you put a little topping on top of it, it just becomes amazing. So stick with us. We'll be back. Now I stand on top of you.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We've been talking steak with Barbecue Bob and Chaz from Schmoe's Brewing. We're getting into a little bit of steak toppers now, and I'm going to take a little diversion here because this is a super simple one that everybody can do, and it's a compound butter.
Yes, right? That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, if you want to have us bringing these toppers to your event, you can bring us to your barbecue. Jop and I will show up with our tongs and our grills and our smokers.
And an apron.
We'll entertain and feed your party with brisket, butts, whatever you want. And it's a little extra business for us that we enjoy thoroughly. And you can just hit us up on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and book your event.
All right. With that, we'll bring some compound butter to put on whatever hot meat you got. And this is really simple, guys. Buy the salted butter just because a little salt on a piece of meat is always good.
Never hurts.
Right. So get salted butter. I get of it.
Unless your blood pressure's high.
Right. Well, then you're going to be a little higher after you get done eating this. But a pound is, the sticks are quarter pound. I put four of them in a bowl, soften them up. And then I take a 8-ounce package of crumbled blue cheese. And then I take some of that garlic that I've roasted off and made into kind of a paste.
Or just the minced stuff even.
Like the creamy. I like the consistency. And then I mix all that up, and I dish it out onto a piece of wax paper, and I roll it into a log about as big around as a golf ball, maybe, right? And it'll be like 7-8 inches long. And I roll it back and forth till it's like a Tootsie Roll, you know, about the size of a golf ball. And then put it back in the fridge. This is a make-ahead thing. You're going to put it back in the fridge. It'll keep for 2 weeks, okay? But when I'm ready to cook the steaks, I grill them up just like I like them. And in that last minute and a half, I'll take two or three slices, depending on the size of the steak, that are maybe a quarter inch thick. And this is after I'm done cooking the steak and letting it rest. I'm going to set those on there and close the lid. And that'll just melt all over the top of that. And it just gives it a wonderful little topper flavor. And it's super simple.
And you know,
super simple to
do. You know what? You're absolutely right. And there are places that actually, Ruth's Chris will dip their steaks in butter before they put them on your sizzling hot platter.
Right.
So butter is wonderful with beef. What I do sometimes is, and I keep it now all the time in my meat and cheese drawer in the fridge. And I'll just take a little slab, and I'll slice that little slab off, and I'll put it on each steak as I'm plating them, and I'll let it melt as part of the presentation. So they actually see it, and they know what's there. Plus, it melts so fast, you want to make sure that it gets them with each serving.
Right.
It just adds to the au jus in the plate that your guest.
You want
to
blow some minds. Take the hop knocker and put that in the butter with just a little bit of finely minced cilantro and make your compound butter that way.
Mm.
Those little green flecks of the cilantro in there are just so popping, and the hops bring everything out with the butter. And
is that a make-ahead or is that?
That's a make-ahead.
Okay.
So I like it like Bob does as part of the plating.
Okay.
You could, if you have any friends in Hawaii, you could get some puna bud and you could make puna butter.
Okay.
Which is something I'm really having fun with.
Okay, no more beer for Bob.
It's legal.
Right.
Right. How about mushrooms?
You know what?
That's another miracle.
Big fan of mushrooms with steak. My preference is the Vidalia onion again, the steak and the onions. Grill them down in a saute pan with some butter, and I finish with red wine on that one. And just a little bit to give them some color. And that the wine will cook off, but it gives it a great profile. Super simple again. You got mushrooms, onions, butter.
If you have the willpower and you still have some morels in the freezer,
right? Yeah,
it's a lot of willpower, right?
Right.
There.
Yes. Yeah.
You still have some this time of the year, but those are awesome with just sautéed down with just a little bit of simple fat,
right?
Like some EVO
bone marrow.
Get it down. Marrow is another great way to go on that. It just puts such flavor out there. With just a little bit of a side dish. And for us guys, you know, hey, we could maybe pawn that off as vegetable.
So right, if you want to take those and make a little bit of a béarnaise from it, you can do that same process and just add some heavy cream. And now you're getting a little bit of a
of a tan gravy look on your topping, but there's something about that heavy cream when you add it to a caramelized sauce like that. The fat separates quickly. It gets a little greasy, mm-hmm. but it totally changes the flavor of the cream and makes a fantastic topping. So
I enjoy that.
Yeah. I do too.
Add a little fat to a fatty piece of meat, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's better than going topless.
Right, exactly. Although, you know, a little nothing wrong with a little kosher salt and cracked pepper on top of a steak and let the steak do the rest of the work.
You know, I think I'm getting grumpy in my old age because none of my pepper mills crack it coarse enough.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
I went to a hand coffee mill.
Oh, really?
To do it. And that gives you a rough, manly, coarse grind.
Yeah. I went to Gordon Foods and I got the restaurant grind in the big shaker. It's great.
Yeah.
It's nice big chunks of, and I don't have to worry about, because I can't find a grinder that makes it big enough either. They always seem to make it too fine, and I want to see those big chunks of peppercorn.
Yeah, they can be a little bitter or a little hot for the ladies, but the men tend to like it, so it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, now you're a man! A man, a man, a man, a man, a man! You are now a man, you're a man! Now you're a man!
Yes. So, if you've got an ESB or a hop knocker, when toasting beers, always clank at the bottom of the glass or bottle. I threw that man law in there just for you, Chaz.
Yep.
So
doesn't create the big head that others do there.
And
we
the
just
plastic,
did that.
The plastic cup just doesn't really have the same effect.
Yeah,
it?
Well.
No, but safety first.
Okay. So talking steak toppings, we were talking sirloin earlier. I think sirloin's one of the most overlooked pieces of meat on the market because I see it sometimes for $5.99 on sale.
Right.
And if it's in a butcher case or even prepackaged at a big box store, you can look at each cut and see whether or not it's marbled properly or not. And I'm telling you, I don't mind destroying a meat case, picking through it, to look for the meat that's got proper marbling, because all meat is not created equal.
That's right.
And some of those cuts, they might call them choice. They might maybe should have been select.
Right. You got select, choice, and prime for good, better, best, right? 10% of the meat in America is prime. Probably 80% more is choice. And then you got the 10% on the bottom, which is Bossy the milk cow.
I think it's a much higher percentage that's select than what you're saying.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. Because there are so many bulk farms that, and I would think either way, you're on the right path, but I think the bottom end is much fatter than that.
But it doesn't have as much fat. That's part of the reason.
Getting the Chicard out can help you with that.
Right.
I mean, you guys turned me on to that years ago, and now yep. I have them in my kit, my right. travel kit, like you guys when I go out and somebody says, hey, can you grill?
Right, yep. And a Jacquard is the bed of nails from the circus. All it does is it perforates the meat, tenderizes it. You can drive in fats. If you put a little olive oil on the top, you can drive in seasonings. If you put your seasonings on first, and it just perforates the meat. It's a bunch of little needles you kind of drive down into the meat. And, Bob, you use yours on pork. A lot, I know, because you like to get it thin, and then when it gets on the heat, it puffs back up again.
Beat the heck out of it.
Right.
So we went down the Bernays path a little bit. So you like using wine. So a Bernays sauce is wine. The one on our website uses Old World Olive Company's grape balsamic vinegar, or grapefruit, I'm sorry, chopped shallots, 3 large egg yolks, 2 tablespoons of fresh tarragon, a stick of unsalted butter cut into pieces, and some lime juice and sea salt. So I'm responsible for this recipe, and I'm ashamed of it because I'm telling you to put sea salt in and then use unsalted butter. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, in a small saucepan, mix that wine, the shallots, and the butter together, simmer them, strain the vinegar mixture through a fine mesh sieve into a Pyrex bowl, whisk in the egg yolks after that's cooled down a little bit, then set the bowl over and
blend them all together, you've got a beautiful Bernaise.
Okay, if there is such a thing, that's what it looks like.
It is.
But,
and I have it every year at Deer Camp at the Club 120.
All right, coming up next, we're going to grill and marinate a flank steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're going to talk a little bit of grilled, marinated flank steak. A lot going on there. But again, the flank is on the front of the animal, Barbecue Bob.
Yep.
What kind of marinade are you going to put on that?
Well, the beautiful thing about a flank steak is the price. It's very popular. Skirt steaks and flank steaks are very popular in a lot of Mexican dishes. And I think very often it was a bit of a cast-off piece, just like a lot of soul food and a lot of things that were done by the working class, and they turned them into recipes that made them world-class. So a flank steak is not to be overlooked. It's underrated and just a fantastic piece of meat. But on this one, we're gonna want to make sure we trim that flank steak, and we're going to score it on both sides, making long, shallow cuts, like a diamond pattern, just like you would do with that flat iron I was telling you about with the collagen. You're going to want to score that thing. And then in a mixing bowl, you want to combine your garlic, and you can get this all on thegrillingguys.com. I got it right off our website. A medium mixing bowl, combine garlic, chili paste, lime juice, brown sugar, soy sauce, salt and pepper, and then you whisk all that together. That's your marinade.
Don't get paranoid I'm about getting your marinade.
I'm trying to read and talk here. I'm not very good at it. So
either
slowly drizzle olive oil in there and then marinate that in a large Ziploc bag. I'm going to say 4 hours minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Not too
can't
long
it.
Because it's a thin piece.
Yeah, you can't hurt it, though. Not with those ingredients. You don't have enough acid in there anywhere.
Well,
two tablespoons of lime juice. I mean, it's not going to kill it.
No, but I'm going to say don't go too long because it's a thin piece. And it will want to absorb fairly well. It's very,
that chili paste might reach out and get it.
It's a very porous piece. So you're going to, on about a medium grill, you're going to put that thing on the grill for maybe 2 to 3 minutes and then turn it and 2 to 3 minutes on each side. You're done.
Thinner piece of meat.
Yep. You might flip it another time or two, but you'll know when you're done. You want that thing medium rare. Okay, that's as much as you want to cook that thing because it's fairly lean, it's very thin, and when you slice that on a double bias, you want to come in at an angle and then lay that thing on your platter showing that bias and showing your medium rare cuts off with the grilled portions. Beautiful presentation. If you do that properly and lay that out on a platter, carrying it onto the
table.
Presentation
right.
is going to be everything.
Right.
So
beautiful, beautiful presentation. Chaz, Schmoe's Brewery, where do we find you guys?
2600 Patterson or 109 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey.
I stopped at 109 West Mitchell on my vacation last week and had a Schmoe's beer.
Yeah.
At the pizza parlor. Right.
At the pizza parlor up north. Yeah.
Right.
If you're up north, you can visit there. If you're down in Grand Rapids, stop by and see us over there on Patterson next to Patterson Ice. And shoot. We can shoot a game of pool over there.
Right. How many beers you got on tap there now?
16 different selections in Grand Rapids and 12 in Petoskey.
Nice.
I was just at your Grand Rapids main building in the last week or so, and I stopped in and got to see Lori, and I got to try several different beers. You have a lot of cool stuff on tap that you do not bottle, and I was very pleased to see all the new beers. I actually very much enjoyed your lime beer.
Oh, the Optimus Lime, yeah.
Yes, very much enjoyed that. I was looking forward to the pale ale that I liked so much that you brought into the show a couple months ago.
There's only 16 taps.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll see you next week.